Time now for your comments. Strong reactions to yesterday's coverage of Timothy McVeigh's execution. Penny Harmon of Huntington, New York wrote, "I have been concerned about the sensationalization of the event, and I wasn't sure I would participate in the circus by listening, but I tuned in and followed your coverage. I thought you handled it sensitively and professionally." From Tony Spinetta of Plymouth, California, "This morning's wall-to-wall orgy of McVeigh coverage firmly establishes NPR's desire to swim in the muck of modern news coverage, along with the rest of the opportunistic rip-and-read slicky-boy American newsreaders." And there was this phone call.
"Hi, this is Jane Smith, Columbia, Missouri. Appalled, angry, offended, I can't find the superlative that adequately expresses my outrage with NPR's coverage of the McVeigh execution. I felt similar emotions when I learned of the bombing of the federal building, and I was shocked that National Public Radio would stoop this low."
Finally, listeners were struck by the story of Jermaine Johnston, who survived the bomb blast while many people around her were killed. Scott Osterweil of Brookline, Massachusetts wrote, "In the midst of such sorrow, she represents all that is ennobling in the human spirit." Send your comments to Morning Edition Letters, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. Or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. The email address is morning@npr.org.